Divorce Then Love. Chapter 551. Of course, I'm worried it will affect your work, she said with a stern and righteous face. If it weren't for the obvious guilt in her eyes, Maxim might have really believed her words. I had finished all my work today and had been waiting for you to come back. Brianna. Seeing her silence, Maxim chuckled and said softly, Brianna, playing dirty is not something a business person should do. Brianna gritted her teeth, glaring at him irritably, who told you I was going to cheat? Since there isn't any, let's switch to this one then. Seeing the bag handed over to her, Brianna finally realized, belatedly, that she had fallen into his trap. Maxim, did you do it on purpose? She glared at him, anger flashing in her eyes, yet her ears turned red unconsciously. Maxim nodded, unabashedly admitting, yes, this is what you promised me. The two stared at each other for a moment, then Brianna snatched the bag from his hand, gritting her teeth and saying, wait till tonight. Remember to change before dinner. The response to him was the bang of a closing door. Maxim looked at the closed door, a smirk playing on his lips, and then turned to leave. Only when she heard the footsteps outside the door receding did Brianna finally breathe a sigh of relief. Looking down at the sexy suspender dress in her hands, her face turned crimson. She couldn't help but curse herself for being so foolish to have agreed to wear this dress for dinner that night. However, now that the arrow was on the string, it had to be released. If she didn't wear it that night, Maxim didn't know what other tricks she would come up with. However, the thought of wearing such revealing clothes made her feel a surge of embarrassment. For the entire afternoon, Brianna had stayed hidden in her room without coming out. It wasn't until the evening when the aunt finished cooking and left, that Maxim went upstairs and knocked on the door, Brianna, it's time for dinner. Brianna had been mentally preparing herself all afternoon, and hearing Maxim's voice at this moment felt like a death knell from the devil. She raised her voice and said, I know, I'll be right down, you can leave now. Good. After Maxim left, Brianna's gaze fell on the nearly transparent lace-slip dress on the bed. Except for the key areas covered with white fabric, the rest was transparent lace. She could imagine what she would look like wearing this dress. After hesitating for a while, Brianna finally changed into a sundress. She walked into the bathroom, saw her current appearance in the mirror, and her face immediately turned red with shame, her body also blushing pink due to shyness. If she were to go out looking like this, it would have been better to let her die. She walked to the bedroom, took a shawl out of the cabinet and put it on, then she opened the bedroom door and walked out. The sundress was very short, barely reaching the top of her thighs. If she walked with a wider stride, her underwear would have been visible. Brianna was walking very slowly, dawdling her way downstairs. Just as she reached the top of the stairs, Maxim came out of the kitchen holding two bowls. What met his eyes were a pair of fair, slender legs, and his breathing instantly became somewhat heavier. Looking up further, he saw the shawl that Brianna had wrapped tightly around herself, and he couldn't help but frown. Brianna, I don't recall this shawl being part of our agreement. Brianna was mortified, gritting her teeth and saying, Maxim, don't go too far. Maxim placed the bowl on the table and slowly approached her. With every step he took, Brianna felt a sense of danger creeping closer. "Don't come near me." Chapter 552. Seeing Brianna's face turn red, Maxim couldn't help but curve his lips. "Brianna, this is what you promised me, you can't go back on your word." Maxim, tall and long-legged, had already walked up to Brianna as he spoke. Seeing the desire in his eyes, Brianna couldn't help but take a step back. Just as she was about to speak, she was abruptly scooped up by Maxim, who quickly headed downstairs. "Ah!" Brianna unconsciously reached out to hook his neck, and her shawl slipped off accordingly. Maxim glanced down, his entire body tensing involuntarily. The V-neck sundress outlined Brianna's cleavage, the scenery hidden and revealed by the clothing was breathtaking. The skin on her chest was as white as snow, just one glance was enough to make one's blood surge. Maxim took a deep breath, his grip on Brianna's hand unconsciously tightening. "I suddenly didn't want to eat anymore." Upon hearing the implied meaning of this sentence, Brianna was startled and quickly said, I'm hungry, I want to eat." Seeing the rejection in her eyes, a hint of loss flashed in Maxim's eyes. He nodded and said, "All right then." Holding her, he sat down at the edge of the dining table. Maxim didn't sit across from her anymore, but right next to her, his eyes full of intense scrutiny. Brianna was so stared at by him that she almost lost her appetite. After a few seconds of silence, she looked at Maxim and said, "Don't forget, I only agreed to wear this dress for you during dinner, I didn't promise you anything else." There seemed to be a fire in Maxim's eyes, almost enough to burn and melt a person. Brianna didn't dare to meet his gaze, quickly looking away after she finished speaking. "I knew, if you didn't want it, I wouldn't force you." "That's good." Brianna finally breathed a sigh of relief, picked up her chopsticks and started eating. Maxim barely touched his chopsticks, he was busy serving her food. His burning gaze was constantly on her, as if he couldn't wait to strip her bare right then and there. This meal, Brianna finished eating in a blushing atmosphere. Seeing her put down her chopsticks, Maxim asked indifferently, "Finished eating?" Brianna nodded, "Hmm. It was my turn." "Vouchers? What?" Before Brianna could react, Maxim had already grabbed the back of her head with one hand and kissed her. Brianna wanted to struggle, but his other hand suddenly gripped her waist. The burning heat from his palm seeped through the fabric as thin as cicada wings. The area touched by his palm seemed to be on fire, with a continuous warmth spreading from her waist to her limbs. His kiss was both urgent and fierce, and Brianna felt as if she was about to melt into his kiss and embrace. Gradually, her hands unconsciously began to climb up his neck, and the ambiguous temperature between the two also gradually increased. Brianna's consciousness gradually blurred until a hot, large palm covered her chest, and her body couldn't help but tremble. Feeling his body tense, with flames flickering in the depths of his eyes, as if he wanted to devour her immediately, Brianna couldn't help but laugh. "Carry me back to the bedroom." Maxim swept her off her feet, turning to carry her upstairs while passionately kissing her. Brianna could only clutch his shirt tightly, her body limp as if she were a puddle of water. Entering the bedroom, Maxim carefully laid her on the bed, then quickly stripped off his suit and covered her. As he kissed Brianna, his hands moved downwards, and from Brianna's lips came a series of passionate moans. Maxim slipped off her straps, her body as white as jade slowly appeared before his eyes, his breathing gradually became heavier. 1. Just as the two were deeply engrossed in their kiss, a cell phone suddenly rang from the side. Maxim didn't want to bother, but Brianna nudged him. Answer the phone first. Chapter 553. Don't bother. What if there was an emergency? Brianna reached out to grab the phone from the bedside table and handed it to him, her voice hoarse from emotion. There was no rush for these few minutes. Maxim took the phone, his eyes filled with deep, dark desire. I would let you know later if I was really in a hurry for these few minutes. He got out of bed to answer the call. Whatever was said on the other end, his face suddenly turned incredibly ugly. After hanging up the phone, he turned to Brianna. Brianna, there's been an unexpected emergency at the company, I need to go handle it. Wait for me to come back. Brianna slowly sat up, holding the blanket and looking at him, okay. Seeing her like this, Maxim stepped forward, grabbed the back of her head and kissed her hard before he dressed and left. Maxim had been gone all night, only returning when Brianna came downstairs the next morning. His eyes were dark and hollow, clearly showing he hadn't slept a wink. Seeing his distressed look, Brianna couldn't help but ask, "Is the situation very serious?" Maxim shook his head, "It's okay, it's already been taken care of." That's good. Did you stay up all night yesterday? You should go rest now. All right, call me if you need anything. It was Sunday today, and the aunt did not come to cook. After Maxim returned to his bedroom, Brianna pondered for a while and decided to make seafood porridge for lunch and stir-fry a few small dishes. He hadn't slept all night, so having some porridge at noon was the most suitable. At noon, just as Brianna had finished cooking porridge and was about to wake Maxim up for a meal, he hurriedly came down from upstairs. "Brianna, I had to go to the office, so don't wait for me for lunch." Having finished speaking, Maxim left quickly without even waiting for Brianna's response. Brianna glanced down at the porridge in the pot and immediately lost her appetite. After leaving Emerald Villa, Maxim drove directly to the Yoder Group. Ryan had already been waiting for him in the office and handed over the documents in his hand as soon as he saw Maxim. "Mr. Yoder, according to the information we found, it's highly likely that the people from Cold Night are connected to the Bynes family inn." Maxim took the document, his expression turning incredibly cold after reading it. "Continue the investigation. Do not act rashly. The Bynes family was one of the 8 great families in Hazaton, and was the strongest among them. They were not much different from the worst of the 4 prestigious families, the Holland family. Moreover, the Bynes family had deep historical roots in Hazaton, it wasn't that easy to mess with the Bynes family. However, since they dared to covet the Yoder family's key, they had to be prepared for the backlash." After giving that order, Maxim asked, "By the way, have the champagne roses I asked you to air freight not been shipped back yet?" The situation at the Yoder Group had already stabilized, and he was planning to find time to propose to Brianna. Ryan hastily said, Not long ago, there was a heavy rain in Bulgaria, which caused a lot of damage to the champagne roses. I guess it will take a few days to transport them back. Maxim nodded, "All right, as soon as possible. How about the diamond ring that was ordered before? It would arrive in a few days, and I would put it on your desk then. All right, go on to work." After Ryan left, Maxim picked up the document again, his face extremely gloomy. When Brianna received a call from Annabelle, she was in the process of ladling porridge from the pot to store it in the refrigerator. "Brianna, what were you doing?" "I wanted to see that patient's medical report. Were you free to go to the hospital with me?" Chapter 554. Brianna's movements paused for a moment, then she said, "I'm free, I'll come pick you up later." Annabelle chuckled, "No rush, I haven't had lunch yet. Would you like to join me?" "Good." After hanging up the phone, Brianna quickly scooped up the porridge and put it in the refrigerator. After washing the pot, she drove straight to the hotel. When she arrived, Annabelle had already been waiting for her in the hotel lobby downstairs. Seeing Brianna, she picked up the medical book in her hand and quickly stood up to walk towards Brianna. During that time, a man approached her asking for her line, but she dismissed him with a few words. After getting in the car, Annabelle couldn't help but sneer. "Men nowadays are always about lining up, all they care about is appearance." Brianna raised an eyebrow, not just the face, but also the chest. "Annabelle, after not seeing you for several years, I've found that you've become more and more outspoken. What did you want to eat at noon?" As Annabelle was a girl from Sichuan who loved spicy food. Back when they were studying medicine together, every time it was her turn to cook, the amount of chili peppers she used was frightening just to look. "I had some pretty good Sichuan cuisine before, why don't we go for Sichuan cuisine?" "All right, we'll do it your way." The two went straight to the hospital after lunch. After reading Hector's medical report, Annabelle's face turned incredibly solemn. "Brianna, in this situation, there was really only a 50% chance with the surgery, and the risks were extremely high." Brianna nodded, "Yes, I know, but without surgery, there's no chance at all, he could only wait to die." I definitely would do my best. Sister, thank you." Annabelle was very busy at the moment. Brianna wouldn't have bothered her if it wasn't for the fact that the matter with Hector was very important. "We've only been apart for a few years and you've already learned to be polite. Do we still need to say thank you to each other? Besides, saving lives and healing the wounded is a doctor's duty." Brianna chuckled, "Well, we will definitely succeed if we perform the surgery together." After the two people left, Hector's primary doctor went to his ward. "Hector, your surgery time has been confirmed. It's set for 10 o'clock in the morning, 3 days from now. You need to fast and abstain from drinking water a day in advance." Hector nodded nonchalantly, "All right, I understand." He didn't hold much hope for this surgery. Seeing his indifference, the chief physician sighed and said, "You should prepare for the surgery with peace of mind. That doctor is 50% confident about this surgery, it will definitely be successful." There was no fluctuation of emotion in Hector's eyes, but he still said seriously, "Dr. David, thank you." Even with a 50% chance of success, there was also a 50% chance of failure, so Hector was not optimistic. Seeing him like this, Dr. David didn't know how to comfort him. He sighed, told him to rest well, and then left. Several minutes later, Keith walked into the hospital room carrying Hector's change of clothes. Seeing Hector still staring blankly out the window, he couldn't help but suggest, "Should I send a message to Brianna, asking her to come see you?" Hector turned to look at him, "If you're so free, you can go manage other artists. I can get a caregiver to look after me." Keith. The ward fell silent again, and Hector didn't say anything more, turning his head to continue looking out the window. Keith sighed, pulled up a chair and sat down next to him, quietly keeping him company. After sending Annabelle back to the hotel, Brianna returned to the villa. Chapter 555. She had thought Maxim hadn't returned yet, but to her surprise, when she opened the door, she saw him sitting at the dining table, drinking the porridge she had cooked at noon. A flash of surprise crossed Brianna's eyes as she changed her shoes and sat down across from him. "Why did you come back so early?" "I finished my work and came back. The porridge you cooked is still the best." Thinking about how he had left at noon today without even looking at her, Brianna gave him an annoyed glance. "If it's so good, why didn't you drink it before going back to work?" "I was too busy at that time, I'm sorry. I will definitely arrange my work better next time, so it won't interfere with having dinner with you." Brianna rolled her eyes, knowing his words were just for show. When she was busy, she couldn't care about anything else, let alone Maxim, the workaholic. "Right, where did you go this afternoon?" "I went with my senior sister to check Hector's medical report. After all, he was going to have surgery in a few days." Maxim's hand unconsciously tightened around the spoon. He asked in a low voice, "Did he know it was you who performed the surgery on him?"
"I don't know."
Brianna looked at him, speechless. "You're not jealous of this too, are you?" Maxim shook his head. "No, I was just asking. I was a bit tired today, so I went to my bedroom to rest for a while." "Good." After Brianna left, Maxim quickly finished his porridge, washed the dishes, and went straight to the study to work. 3 days passed quickly, and before we knew it, it was the day of Hector's surgery. Brianna and Annabelle arrived at the hospital very early, and the surgery began promptly at 10 in the morning. Because they were very familiar with each other, Brianna and Annabelle cooperated very well. Brianna skillfully sliced open Hector's brain skin with a scalpel. Her movements were swift and precise, and she quickly located the position of the hematoma. The blood clot was being cleared up next. She took out a device for suctioning clotted blood and slowly suctioned the clotted blood from the affected area. Gauze. So needle and thread. Everything was proceeding in an orderly manner. However, just as half of the suturing was done, Hector's blood pressure began to plummet rapidly, and the machine started to beep incessantly. "Brianna. The patient's blood pressure is dropping rapidly. It's about to exceed the critical value. Continue the transfusion. Administer 0.5 milliliter of epinephrine." While speaking, Brianna quickly searched for the cause of the drop in blood pressure and soon discovered a blood vessel that was bleeding.
Hemostat? Brianna quickly pressed on the bleeding point, her voice deep as she commanded, immediately get 2,000 cubic centimeters of blood from the blood bank. The nurse hurriedly ran out, while the rescue in the operating room was still proceeding in an orderly manner. Annabelle's heart was in her throat. If Brianna hadn't found the cause of Hector's dropping blood pressure in time, Hector might have already died on the operating table. Seeing her still so calm, Annabelle couldn't help but admire her even more. She had heard from Wyatt before that this patient was Brianna's friend. She originally thought that Brianna would panic when faced with a sudden situation, but to her surprise, Brianna's actions and expressions did not change at all. Outside the operating room, upon seeing the nurse run out, Albert's face changed. What happened? Was there a problem with the surgery? The nurse didn't have time to deal with him, she quickly ran to the telephone desk and called the blood bank, asking them to immediately send blood over. Back at the entrance of the operating room, Albert coldly asked, "What's the situation inside now?" Chapter 556. The nurse glanced at him impatiently and frowned, "The surgery is still in progress, I'm very busy right now, I don't have time to answer such questions." Albert used to be a person of some standing in Hazeton, but unexpectedly, after coming to Bridenville, he was not only humiliated by Brianna and Maxim, but now even a small nurse dared to treat him like this. For a moment, his face turned incredibly ugly. "If the surgery had failed, I would have wanted all of you to accompany my son in death." The nurse had already grown too tired to deal with him. Just then, another nurse brought over some blood. She took the blood and immediately turned to enter the operating room, leaving Albert fuming. With a face ashen with rage. The butler on the side, seeing Albert's gloomy face, hurriedly said, "Sir, the most important thing now is that the young master's surgery is successful. If you ruin your health over a lower class person, it would be more than a loss." Albert snorted, "After the surgery, I will definitely have the hospital fire that nurse." In the operating room, Brianna had already managed the bleeding point and began to suture quickly. Seeing Hector's vital signs stabilize, everyone finally breathed a sigh of relief. After wrapping things up, Brianna had the nurse take Hector to the ward, while she herself removed her plastic gloves and went to wash her hands. 10 minutes later, she walked out of the operating room and went to the ward with Annabelle to check on Hector's condition. Just arrived at the door of the ward, saw Hector's attending physician standing next to Albert with a placating smile, while Albert was there, shouting in anger. "That nurse must be fired. Otherwise, I will shut down this hospital." Annabelle frowned, she had never seen such an unreasonable family member before. Brianna on the side sneered, "Which nurse does Mr. Baldwin want to fire? Why don't you take the administrative position in the hospital? That way, you can fire whoever you want." Albert frowned and turned to look at Brianna and Annabelle. Meeting Brianna's cold gaze, he had a sense of déjà vu. As he was wondering where he had seen her before, he saw her take off her mask. Upon recognizing it was Brianna, his face instantly turned extremely unsightly. "How were you here?" Brianna gave a slight smile. "I was invited by Mr. Baldwin, did Mr. Baldwin forget?" Albert sneered, "How could I possibly invite?" Suddenly, as if he had thought of something, the expression on his face froze. "You were Dr. Moon?" Brianna nodded. "Yes, it was me." Albert's face turned from green to red, then from red to white, his eyes filled with disbelief. However, he quickly realized that if Brianna was not Dr. Moon, she would not have suggested that he let the Yoder group off the hook. Thinking of this, a cold glint flashed in his eyes. "Brianna, do you it amusing to play me for a fool, find?" Brianna raised an eyebrow. "Mr. Baldwin, how did I trick you? You never asked about my real identity in the first place, did you? That was because you refused to see me. If I had known you were Dr. Moon, I would never have let you operate on Hector. Unfortunately, the surgery was already over, and it was useless for Mr. Baldwin to regret it. You wait for me. I won't let this matter go just like that." Daring to mock him, one must also be prepared to pay the price. Brianna's eyes turned icy in an instant. "Is this how Mr. Baldwin repays kindness with ingratitude? What favor? Saving Hector was something you should have done. You owed Hector." Seeing the anger in his eyes, Brianna frowned. "What do you mean? What do you mean I owe him?" Suddenly, she remembered the incident at the fire scene again. Could it be that it wasn't her misperception? Hector really went to save her? Chapter 557. But if that was the case, why did everyone hide it from her? Albert sneered, about to speak, when a cold voice rang out behind the crowd. "Rather than wasting his time here talking nonsense, Mr. Baldwin should have gone to deal with his own company's affairs." Albert looked at Maxim with a gloomy expression. The surgery was already done. Even if he double-crossed the Yoder group, Brianna couldn't do anything to him. "Mr. Yoder, you don't need to worry about my company. You should focus on the Yoder group when you have time, don't let it suddenly go bankrupt one day." Detecting the warning in his tone, Maxim raised an eyebrow. "Mr. Baldwin, you really are confident?" Albert was about to speak when his cell phone suddenly rang in his pocket. Seeing it was the secretary, he frowned and answered the call. Something was said over there, and Albert's face suddenly turned incredibly ugly. Unconsciously, he looked up at Maxim, his eyes full of anger. Hanging up the phone, Albert stared hard at Maxim. "Did you do it?" "Mr. Baldwin thought I had that ability. It's best if this matter has nothing to do with the Yoder group, otherwise, I would definitely have made sure the Yoder group had nowhere to hide." After speaking, he coldly said to the butler, "Book the fastest flight back to Hazeton." The butler quickly wheeled Albert away, and the low pressure in the corridor gradually dissipated. Annabelle turned to Brianna. "Brianna, the surgery is over. I plan to return to Country D tomorrow morning. There is still a lot of work to be done in the lab." Brianna was daydreaming and it took her a few seconds to respond. She quickly said, "Senior sister, why are you in such a hurry? I was planning to show you around for the next few days." Annabelle shook her head. "Next time, I've been too busy lately." Seeing her determination to leave, Brianna could only nod. "All right, I'll have someone take you to the hotel first. Tonight, I'll have my senior brother accompany you." "Good." After Annabelle left, Brianna unconsciously thought of what Albert had just said again. Perhaps, she should have checked on that fire incident. Who exactly saved her could be easily determined with a simple investigation. Brianna, what were you thinking? Hearing Maxim's voice, Brianna snapped back to reality only to see Maxim looking at her with a worried expression. Brianna, what's wrong with you? I just called you several times and you didn't respond. Brianna had wanted to ask him if it was really that firefighter who saved her. But on second thought, maybe Maxim also knew the truth, he might have been part of the deception too. She shook her head, it's okay, just a bit tired. Then I'll take you back to rest. Good. After greeting Dr. David and asking him to keep an eye on Hector's condition, and to contact her at any time if anything happened, Brianna left with Maxim. Returning to Emerald Villa, Brianna went straight to her bedroom and immediately dialed a number on her phone. Check who saved me when I was trapped in a fire on August 12th. After hanging up the phone, Brianna's mood was still somewhat bad. If Maxim had really lied to her, what should she do? At that moment in the study, Maxim was on a call with Ryan. Mr. Yoder, the champagne roses will be delivered tomorrow. Where do you plan to propose to Ms. Schneider? Chapter 558. Booked Heaven Garden, transported the flowers there, and had them set up before /6 in the evening. All right, I was going to do it immediately. When could the ring arrive? Tomorrow morning, by then I will have delivered it to your office. After hanging up the phone, a touch of tenderness flashed in Maxim's eyes, and a smile unconsciously lingered on his lips. Tomorrow, he would propose to Brianna grandly. Whatever other women had, she would have too. In the evening, Brianna and Wyatt went to practice for Annabelle. By the time the group had finished eating, it was already past 9 in the evening. After dropping Annabelle off at the hotel, Brianna hugged her with a look of reluctance to let go. Sister, I don't know when we will be able to meet again after this separation. There was reluctance in Annabelle's eyes too, but she still smiled and patted her head, saying, "There will always be a chance." Brianna nodded, her eyes slightly red. "When I have time, I will definitely come to D Country to visit you." "Sure, you're always welcome," Wyatt interjected from the side. "And me, I heard that Country D has the most beautiful women, but my senior sister has never introduced me to any." Annabelle glanced at him irritably. "Enough, with your brain, you can't even walk straight when you see a beauty. You wouldn't even know if you were being played around." Brianna, standing nearby, couldn't help but burst into laughter. Wyatt shot her a glance. "What are you laughing at?" Brianna raised an eyebrow. "Are you sure you really want me to say it out loud?" Seeing her smirk, Wyatt immediately had a bad feeling and quickly said, "All right, today is for practicing for my senior sister, let's not talk about those irrelevant things." "Senior sister, you're alone abroad, you must take good care of yourself." Annabelle's face was full of confidence. "Don't worry, I've practiced." After speaking, they all simultaneously remembered the previous incident where Annabelle, drunk, had beaten up a robber so badly that he had run to the police station to reason with the police. They immediately burst into laughter. After laughing, a sense of melancholy returned to their faces. Those happy times, after all, could not be returned to. Annabel was somewhat at a loss in this sorrowful atmosphere, and quickly said, "You guys should go home now, it's not early anymore. You don't need to see me off tomorrow, I'm leaving early and I have to meet an old friend. I've already booked a car." "All right, safe travels, senior sister." Annabel nodded, turned around, and walked into the hotel. Brianna and Wyatt didn't take their eyes off until her figure disappeared. "Junior sister, I'll take you home slash. On the way back to Emerald Villa, both of them were somewhat silent, as farewells always bring about a sense of melancholy. The car stopped in front of Emerald Villa, and Brianna pushed open the car door to get out. "Senior brother, let me know when you arrived." Wyatt waved, stepped on the gas, and left. Brianna was about to head back to the villa when she saw Maxim standing not far behind her. "Why didn't you call me to pick you up?" Brianna pursed her lips, whispering, "Senior brother said he would take me, so I didn't inform you." Sensing something off about Brianna's attitude towards him, Maxim unconsciously furrowed his brows, about to speak, when she lowered her gaze and said, "I'm a bit tired today, I'll go in and rest first." After speaking, she didn't look at him and quickly walked towards the villa. As she passed by Maxim, he reached out and grabbed her wrist. "Brianna, what's wrong? I felt that you were a bit cold towards me today. Did I do something to upset you?" Brianna lowered her head, her voice steady without any fluctuation, "No, I'm just a bit tired." After a moment of silence, Maxim slowly let go of her hand. Brianna didn't say anything either, she quickly walked into the villa. Returning to her bedroom, she took a bath and then went to bed. Despite being very tired, she just couldn't fall asleep. The words Albert spoke at the hospital during the day surfaced in her mind once again. If the person who saved her was really Hector, she didn't know how she should face him in the future, nor did she know what would happen between her and Maxim. Brianna had hardly slept at all during the night. When she woke up in the morning, there were dark circles under her eyes and she looked utterly exhausted. Chapter 559. She went downstairs after freshening up. Maxim had already prepared breakfast. "Brianna, go to work after you've finished breakfast." Brianna walked over and sat down at the dining table, glancing at Maxim. She couldn't shake the feeling that something about him was different today. However, she didn't ask much, all she wanted now was to quickly figure out if the person who saved her from the fire was Hector or not. After finishing breakfast in silence, as they were leaving, Maxim suddenly grabbed her and said, "Brianna, have you forgotten something?" Seeing him point at his own face, Brianna pursed her lips, stood on her tiptoes, and kissed his face. When she stepped back, Maxim quickly grabbed her waist, his tall figure looming over her. The kiss ended, and Brianna was somewhat breathless. Maxim's deep, muffled voice sounded overhead, "Tonight, I had Ryan pick you up for dinner. I had something important to tell you." Detecting the seriousness in his tone, surprise flashed in Brianna's eyes as she nodded and said, "Okay." The moment the words fell, Maxim also let her go. "Go to work." "Good." After Brianna left, Maxim tidied up the dining table before going to work. Just stepped out, and received a call from Ryan. Mr. Yoder, the Baldwin group seemed to have started targeting the Yoder group again. They snatched a big collaboration from the Yoder group this morning. Maxim's eyes turned cold. Notify all shareholders, a meeting will be held at 9 in the morning. Albert had repeatedly tested his limits, it was time for him to start fighting back. At 10 in the morning, Kylie went directly to the Yoder group to find Maxim. After much consideration, she decided to tell Maxim about Isaac hiding at her place. After all, Isaac's unpredictable temperament was like a ticking time bomb if she kept him around. If she turned Isaac in, Maxim might even think more highly of her. Upon arriving at the Yoder group building, she called Ryan. Knowing she wanted to see Maxim, Ryan frowned. Ms. Schneider, Mr. Yoder is in a meeting right now, he doesn't have time to see you. Kylie's hand unconsciously tightened around her phone, a surge of anger welling up within her. When Maxim used to like her, Ryan's attitude was completely different from now, looking down on people like a dog. After she got rid of Isaac and Brianna, the first thing she would do was to have Maxim fire him. Taking a deep breath, Kylie slowly said, "You're looking for Isaac now, aren't you? I have news about him. Are you sure Maxim doesn't want to see me?" There was silence on the other end of the phone for a few seconds before Ryan's voice sounded again. "I came down to pick you up." After bringing Kylie to the top floor, Ryan didn't take her to Maxim's office, but instead led her to the reception room. "Ms. Schneider, you rest here for a while, I will notify you after Mr. Yoder's meeting is over." Kylie suppressed her anger, about to ask him to pour her a glass of water, when a procurement department staff member hurriedly walked into the reception room. "Ryan, there was an issue in the procurement department, and Mr. Yoder is not there now. You better go check it out quickly." Ryan's face changed color, and without paying any attention to Kylie, he turned around and quickly followed the staff member away. After everyone else had left the reception room, only Kylie remained. A cold smirk played on her lips as she rose and headed straight for Maxim's office. Every time she used to come to see Maxim, she would wait for him directly in his office, and this time was no exception. Entering the office, Kylie headed straight for the sofa. Just as she sat down, her gaze suddenly froze. On the table in front of me, there was conspicuously a velvet box for holding rings. Kylie's heart sank, she bit her lower lip and picked up the box to open it. A heart-shaped diamond ring appeared before her eyes. Under the light, it was incredibly beautiful. When she was with Maxim, Maxim had given her many pieces of jewelry, but he had only given her a ring once. That time he proposed to her, wanting her to marry him instead of going abroad, but she refused. And now, this diamond ring was definitely not prepared for her. He was going to propose to Brianna. The thought of this possibility almost drowned her in a tumultuous sea of jealousy. She was about to pick up the ring when a cold voice sounded behind her. "What were you doing?" Chapter 560. Kylie was startled, turning around to see Maxim looking at her with a cold expression, his face also turning pale. "Maxim, I came to see you to tell you." Before he could finish speaking, Maxim had already walked up to him and said coldly, "Give me the ring." Kylie held the ring box tightly, taking several seconds before slowly handing it to Maxim. After getting the ring, he completely ignored Kylie and headed straight for the office desk. Sensing his indifference, Kylie bit her lower lip, staring at his retreating figure. She asked, "Maxim, are you proposing to my sister?" "It has nothing to do with you. Leave the Yoder group immediately." As he spoke, Maxim had already walked behind the desk and sat down, picking up a document to read. Kylie felt wronged in her heart. She didn't move, but looked at him with a sad face. "Maxim, I know I've done a lot of things in the past that hurt you, and the person you like now is my sister. If you really want to propose to her, I will bless. Get out." Impatience filled Maxim's eyes, his gaze on her was as cold as ice. Once, his eyes were always filled with tenderness when he looked at himself, but now there was not a trace of affection. All of this was because of Brianna. She would definitely not let the two be together. She had originally planned to tell Maxim Isaac that she was hiding at the Schneider family's place, but now she didn't intend to say it anymore. She didn't speak again. She turned around and quickly walked away. On the way back, Kylie had someone look into it and found out that Maxim had air freighted tens of thousands of champagne roses back to his country. Now, the people at Heaven Garden were busy arranging them. The jealousy in her heart made her face involuntarily contort. It seemed that Maxim was planning to propose to Brianna that night. She absolutely wouldn't let them be together. Returning to the Schneider family, as soon as he entered the bedroom, his neck was grabbed. Isaac's eyes were filled with anger. "Kylie, what were you doing at the Yoder group today? Did you tell Maxim I was hiding here? Let go." Kylie pushed him away, coughed twice before gritting her teeth and saying, "If I told Maxim, do you think I would be the one to come back?" Isaac sneered, not believing her words. "Dare you say that you went to find Maxim without the intention of telling him my whereabouts?" As he spoke, Isaac held a gun to Kylie's forehead, as if he would shoot immediately if she misspoke a single word. Kylie looked at him coldly, admitting outright, "Yes, when I went, I indeed intended to tell him the truth." "Then why didn't you say so?" Kylie took a deep breath, and said word by word, "Because he was going to propose to Brianna, he didn't have me in his heart at all. Why should I still consider for him, and, didn't you say you would help me?" Seeing no signs of her lying, Isaac put away his gun, looking at her with a smirk. "You better not let me find out you're lying to me, or I'll make your life a living hell. Don't worry, I hate Brianna more than you do. Only if Brianna dies, will I have a chance to get close to Maxim." Isaac had no feelings for her whatsoever, so naturally he didn't care who she held in her heart. "You could approach Maxim, but if you dared to treat my child badly, I wouldn't let you off even if I became a ghost." Kylie sneered repeatedly, looking at him with a mocking expression. "Weren't you the one who forced me to have an abortion when I just found out I was pregnant? Now you're pretending to be a good father." Isaac didn't want to argue with her about this. He said coldly, "I'll handle Maxim and Brianna. You just focus on giving birth to our child." Kylie lowered her gaze, coldly saying, "I won't let them be together." After speaking, Kylie went to the wardrobe and started choosing.